Claire, restless, went out into the dusk when evening drew on, she who had won him having retired to her chamber. The night was as sultry as the day. He sat on the east gate of the dairy yard, and knew not what to think of himself. Feeling had indeed smothered judgment that day. Despite his faults and weaknesses, Claire was a man with a conscience. Tess was no insignificant creature to toy with and dismiss, but a woman living her precious life, a life which to herself who endured and enjoyed it, possessed as great a dimension as the life of the mightiest to himself. Upon her sensations the whole world depended to Tess. Through her existence all her fellow creatures existed to her. The universe itself only came into being for Tess on the particular day in the particular year in which she was born. How then should he look upon her as of less consequence than himself? As a pretty trifle to caress and grow weary of, and not deal in the greatest seriousness with the affection which he knew that he had awakened in her, so fervid and so impressionable as she was under her reserve, in order that it might not agonize and wreck her. To encounter her daily in the accustomed manner would be to develop what had begun. Living in such close relations, to meet meant to fall into endearment. Flesh and blood could not resist it.